After 2 years of cancellations, the Snowbirds Alumni Association is finally holding their 50th anniversary Golden Reunion. At least 500 guests from across Canada are expected to attend, many of them former Snowbird team members. The reunion is scheduled for October 20 to 23. Clive Tolley, mayor of the city of Moose Jaw, officially announced the event at a press conference held at Tourism Moose Jaw on October 13. Tolley said he was excited and he will be attending several of the reunion events. He introduced Maurice Carmichael to speak on behalf of the Snowbirds Alumni Association. Carmichael was the first female pilot to fly with the Snowbirds, and later became the first woman to lead the team. She retired from the Canadian Forces in 2013 after a long and distinguished career, and remains a Canadian icon. "Our golden anniversary is going to be very traditional," said Carmichael. "It's a chance for alumni, ex-team members, and present squadron members to get together and celebrate what the Snowbirds are all about." Carmichael said she's heard that veterans from coast to coast to coast will be coming to Moose Jaw to celebrate the heritage and institution of the team. Captain Gabriel Ferris, Snowbirds Public Affairs Officer, Captain Eric Temple, Snowbird 10, and Captain Richard McDougall, Snowbird 11, represented the team for the announcement. Tourism Moose Jaw's Executive Director Jackie LaRue Mason was present, and Michaela Turner spoke for the Downtown Moose Jaw Association, DMJA. The DMJA Christmas in October event starts on the same day as the reunion. Turner said local businesses were excited to add a Snowbirds twist to their already festive Christmas decorations. James Gallo and Haley Hart Rushinko were present on behalf of the Moose Jaw Warriors. The Warriors have plans to specially recognize the Snowbirds during their home game against the Regina Pats on Thursday. In 2019, the Warriors were named honorary Snowbirds, Gallo said, so on October 20, when we play the Regina Pats, it will be our military appreciation night. For our opening ceremony, we'll have members of the Canadian Forces Snowbirds with us, the 15-wing commander will join us, the commander of the Saskatchewan Dragoons, and a member of our local legion. We hope, Moose Jawians, join us and they all wear red and white. City Councillor Crystal Frose, speaking on behalf of visitmoosejaw.ca, agreed that red and white would be the fashionable colors next weekend. "The Snowbirds are loved all over the world, but I don't think anyone loves them more than the people and citizens of Moose Jaw," she said. Because of that, she hoped Moose Jawians and local businesses would break out their Snowbirds memorabilia for the occasion and put on an overwhelming welcome for visiting alumni. "Don your red and white, decorate your stores and businesses, put out your Canadian flags, and really show the pride we have. Unlike anywhere else in Canada, we are the hometown of the Snowbirds." Red and white posters, banners and window decals are available at the Moose Jaw Express, as well. See the pull-out poster you can tape to your windows at home or business in this week's paper.